Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent. Waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Some people said from the Talladega coverage, we had a couple of lines, including mine, that's aggressive with that one guy. That could be a good trash open.
Okay.
There's the Kay Ivey one that hasn't gone out yet that I think could have some in there, too.
Yeah. So there's maybe a couple of other opens that we could pull out of that. I'm sure LT's Abe Lincoln or Nick Saban had a good one or two for that one as well.
So, spring buying season, our friends at Mortgage Right here to help. They were veteran founded here in Birmingham, offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans has not. Before you take your next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with our friends at Mortgage Right. Call their local office here in Birmingham or go online. Go to MortgageRight.com/TNR NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender, 205-900-7200. We start first. A flame-throwing robot dog that can shoot blazes up to 30 feet is up for sale in the United States.
Not a dog. You can't have too many of those.
What was the name of the Black Mirror episode?
That's one of my favorites.
Was it Metalhead?
Something like that. It is freaky.
Eraserhead?
Yeah.
That's what that thing looks like without the flamethrower, though. Now, ThrowFlame, the manufacturer, claims the robot dog is the first of its kind and has a battery that can last up to an hour. The robot dog is armed with the company's ARC flamethrower and is available for $9,420.
Yeah, I mean, which company doesn't have an ARC flamethrower?
Laser mounted on the flamethrower provides the aim to the flames, which has a range of 30 feet. ThrowFlame says all products are designed for personal and commercial use, such as ground clearing or controlled burns, ice and snow melting, forest fire containment prevention, and film production. This thing's going to end bad. Some idiot's going to get one of these.
You think?
Yep.
Yeah, the old flamethrower generally ends bad for somebody, right? Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to be on the other end of the flamethrower at some point.
One of the final scenes of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's great. I think you'd really like it. Yeah. But anyway, there's a flamethrower scene in there.
Become another meme with that him pointing at the TV. You see it everywhere from Once Upon a Time. It's a meme.
Snake bite victims
say it with confidence,
are endangering medical staff by bringing the reptiles with them to the hospital, according to doctors. In Queensland's Wide Bay region, doctors have come face-to-face with some of the world's most venomous snakes captured by patients, believing it will help them ID and good for treatment.
Yeah. Now, this is the one that bit me. Yeah. Seven times as I got it into this canister.
That's pretty impressive that you can get the snake like... That would probably be the last thing I would try to do is catch the snake that bit.
But isn't that what they tell you to do, though?
No, I didn't know that.
I think they encourage you to do that so they know what snake bit you if you can do it.
Kill it first. Snap a picture of it real quick?
Well, kill it first and then bring the carcass.
Don't put it in Tupperware and take it to the hospital, a live snake.
But I mean, if it's poisonous, I'm going to take time to kill it or am I going to drive to the hospital?
Well, so if you can kill it, it's probably going to be immediate.
This case here earlier this month... This is Bunderidge Hospital, 4 hours north of Brisbane. They were handed a plastic food container with a small eastern brown snake.
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
Now, the incident has prompted the hospital's director of emergency medicine, Adam Michael, to warn patients to leave the snakes alone. Quote, we honestly don't want people interacting with snakes any more than they already have. Any attempts to either get close to the snake, to catch or kill them, or to photo the snake just puts people at risk. I thought once they bit... The venom was gone. Am I wrong on that?
No,
baby ones too. They don't know how to control it, so they just give it all. If you get bit by a baby snake, it's bad news.
Yeah, because they just lock in. They don't know how to stop biting you.
If they break the skin, though, right?
Well, that is the key for them. Yeah,
I think I'm going to the hospital regardless. Going, I can't tell if that's blood or. I think I'm good.
Tiffany Zong spent the last decade studying social media habits and used the information to create the Gen Z version of MySpace called NoSpace. On top of going to school virtually during the pandemic, the Zoomer generation has grown up in the peak social media with algorithms dictating to what they see and who they interact with. Now they're turning away from the standard social media in search of a more authentic connection that can be found on TikTok. Like MySpace in the early years of Facebook, NoSpace users will have personal and customizable profile pages where they can share casual updates on what they're up to. NoSpace users will be able to share what they are, quote, watching, eating, reading, listening to IRL and star their interests to allow them to find people with similar interests. There are currently over 380,000 people on the wait list for NoSpace. Are you on there yet, Dunaway?
I have not. Never heard of it.
We are. What we're doing is we're tired of what TikTok and Facebook, where it's like putting people together. We're doing another.
Yeah.
This one brings people together,
right?
Like yourself, and you can talk about what you
and
ate,
you know what you're going to do.
Show yourself in a bikini,
yeah, show
like
photos,
this,
stream video,
more
things
freedom
like that.
Thing. Yeah, this,
good
is,
idea.
This is different from everybody else.
Yeah. You didn't go reserve. I thought you always reserved at Jim Dunaway anytime one of these started.
This is the first time I've heard about it.
Okay, so
you're maybe I'll go save it afterwards.
Go follow
I've
me
not
on
heard
NoSpace.
About it. I've got Threads. I've got everything.
Jimmy Technology.
Not heard about NoSpace.
Does anybody remember how hot Threads was for like 24 hours? Does anybody ever go to Threads now?
Y'all did like the first hour on it the day it came out.
Oh, it was. Well, I mean, everybody was like, Twitter's dead. Threads is where you go now. And everybody went and got a Threads thing. And I don't even know. Is it still operational?
I think it is.
I don't even know if I got it on my phone anymore.
Yeah. Because I will hit a thread sometimes and it takes me to the app to download it. And I just never download it.
Oh, well.
Argentinian man has become an overnight sensation in South America after reportedly barricading himself inside of a car dealership and refusing to leave without the truck he made an advance payment for.
So he paid for this truck in advance, doesn't get it, and he's like, I ain't leaving without the truck. So he locks himself in?
Abelardo, a.k.a. the Gaucho of Salta, has been making international news headlines for over 2 weeks and has become somewhat of a living symbol of the common man's struggle against the shady practices of car dealerships. Now, the middle-aged man arrived in Buenos Aires with his family at the beginning of April, went straight to the dealership that was supposed to deliver his much-needed new truck. After failing to get the answers he needed and finding himself unable to get in touch with the owner, this is when Abelardo barricaded himself inside of the dealership, refusing to leave without the truck he was promised or at least the down payment he had made for it. Man claims that he was offered another car for the down payment he had made, but told them he was going to have to pay extra if he wanted the new truck. But that wasn't the original deal, and he wasn't having it. After bringing his whole family with him, including his daughter and minor son, as well as the rest of the payment for the truck, he decided he would not leave the dealership without it. After hours of negotiation and mediation by local police, his form of protest went viral. Unable to get the truck he desperately needed for work, he ended up getting a used one from 2021. It wasn't the newest model, but it has low enough mileage and it runs well enough.
I hope they gave him some of that money back.
I mean, you would have to think they did, right?
Yeah, like, so. I got a new truck, made a down payment, barricaded myself, got the news involved, and you gave me a three-year-old truck.
Oh, I'll take it.
And he's wearing a cape or a rug.
Or a
rug that...
Is that a blanket?
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
I bet Jonathan Hardison got him the money back.
Fox 6 on your side. Yeah. We've got the story of a man tonight wearing a cape, but he's not leaving until he gets his truck. Until not all Fox, heroes come in capes, Pam.
Until Fox 6 on your side was able to get him out. my last thread. Amazing turnout today for the Orange Beach Show. Thank you, Floribama, Old River Grill, and Coastal Staffs for another amazing week. See you at the Army-Navy game.
Oh, wow. So that was back last summer.
It was August 25th, 2023.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever even threaded. I think I just downloaded it just in case.
My one before that was our third kickoff party. So we got our fourth kickoff party coming
up. Oh, you were
soon.
Hot in August.
Yep.
So, Rocky, I don't know if we've got a picture of this next dude. The UK's most well-endowed man, Matt Barr.
Okay.
There's the old ruler.
It's old Matt.
He claims...
I'm sorry, Matt. Gonna have to see it to believe it.
I am just going to have to read directly here. He claims that his Titanic tallywhacker has caused him some big problems, including dating difficulties, sexploitation, and perhaps most embarrassing at all, getting booted from yoga class because people thought he was aroused. Bar 40.
Man really likes yoga.
Quote, I'm trying to dispel some of the stigmas. He declared while discussing these hardships on a recent episode of the British talk show, The Morning.
Well written.
Now, the bulging Brit reportedly boasts Britain's biggest penis, which measures more than 12 inches long when erect, more than twice the global average of 5.1 inches. This Battle of the Bulge has got him in trouble in non-romantic situations as well, including one mortifying instance where he was accused of getting aroused during a yoga class.
I would imagine it's hard for him to wear shorts, too, because at that point he suffers a Brexit.
He's got a little...
It's actually not bad. That was pretty good.
Paul Giamatti meets Oliver Platt.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. There is some Paul Giamatti, but you're right, Oliver Platt in there, too, with the hair.
This Battle of the Bulge got him in trouble. He said, quote, I was wearing a very baggy shirt and shorts because of the yoga positions. People just got the wrong idea. Barr was kicked out of the class. Despite the cons of possessing a giant penis, the sexually enhanced man doesn't plan on getting his manhood reduced anytime soon. Ooh, he said the surgery is expensive.
I don't think I would either.
I rolled the dice on that one.
take a couple off the top.
Yeah. Said it cost around $19,000. Buy a used car.
Not risking that one at all.
Do you think he has a nickname for it, like Big Ben?
Okay, you have to keep going.
So, Dunaway's actually pretty good at this story, oddly.
He said it's only done normally in the cases of tumors and things like that. In the case of normal function, it's not common. Barr says he ultimately hopes to dispel the stigma surrounding discussing his phallus, explaining, quote, I don't see why there's any difference talking about this, talking about your breast or any other bodily part. It's not sexualized. It's just a fact of life.
It is a body part.
Better nickname maybe would have been Buckingham Palace.
Take the B out.
We're all thinking it. That's Jim, you were 3 for 3 on that story. That's one of the best stories you've ever had right there.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by friends at Mortgage Right.
If you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home buyer and veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. Speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgage. Visit them online, MortgageRight.com. Call Birmingham office, 205-900-7200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing.